In health news, a new study says 1 in 3 adult Canadians suffered some form of child abuse in their past and feels this abuse is associated with a higher risk of mental health disorders later in life. The lead author of the study says it provides the first national look at the prevalence of child abuse experienced by Canadians. The University of Manitoba research published today in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. The author studied data collected from more than 23,000 adults, 18 and older, who took part in a StatsCan Canadian Community Health Survey 2 years ago. Respondents were asked questions about whether they were hit or subjected to other forms of physical or sexual abuse when they were a child, and whether they were exposed to violence between adults in their home. A new report finds 2/3 of Ontarians are unaware of the risk and the connection between alcohol and cancer. According to Cancer Care Ontario, every year about 3,000 new cancer cases are attributed to alcohol consumption. Cancer Care Ontario says drinking has been shown to be connected to oral cancer, esophageal, larynx, liver, colorectal, and breast cancer. Health officials say if alcohol is consumed, the number of drinks should be limited to no more than 2 drinks a day for men and 1 drink a day for women, and 1 day a week of no alcohol consumption. Women's College Hospitals launched a first-of-its-kind mobile-enabled website for women. The new website provides targeted health information for women based on their life stage and individual health priorities. It's called myhealthmatters.ca, and it's an extension of Women's College Hospital's renowned womenshealthmatters.ca website. It offers a health toolkit of videos, articles, quizzes, fitness, and nutrition information that bring the very latest healthcare expertise to women right across the country.